NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. Not many people outside the world of astronomy have ever heard of the International Ultraviolet Explorer, but it may be the hardest working scientific satellite of the past two decades. The $140 million observatory, which is jointly operated by NASA and the European Space Agency, doesn't have anywhere near the power of the Hubble Space Telescope. But in 16 years, it has made more than 100,000 observations from its orbit high above the Earth. IUE has studied so many objects, in fact, that a map of its targets looks like a rough map of the galaxy itself. Andrew Mihalitziano is head of the observatory section at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center.
IUE doesn't take pictures, but it takes what we call ultraviolet spectra of stars, galaxies, asteroids, comets, a whole host of objects. And a spectrum is a way of dispersing the light from an object. In this case, it's done in the ultraviolet. And we can determine things like the chemicals present in a star, how hot a star is, whether it's approaching or receding from Earth, a whole host of physical parameters.
Because the Earth's ozone layer blocks ultraviolet radiation coming from outer space, ground-based telescopes can't see in this important region of the spectrum. The IUE can. When a rare supernova went off in a nearby galaxy in 1987, it was IUE that helped scientists figure out which star had exploded. Today, more astronomers log into IUE's computerized archive than any other satellite database. All this from a spacecraft that was built to last only 5 years.
It's been an extremely productive satellite. Right now, we're looking at about 2,500 scientific papers that have appeared in refereed scientific journals. Over 100 PhDs have been awarded in the United States based on IUE data. It is considered one of the most successful satellites in terms of the cost for its development and its cost in operations. You know, we really get an enormous bang for your buck.
IUE already was a good deal, but it just got better. Researchers have come up with a new way to extract even more scientific information from old IUE data using a computer program called NuSIPS. The software automatically corrects an inherent problem with IUE's ultraviolet detector. Astronomers have known since the satellite was launched that the detector produces a kind of built-in noise, like hiss on a tape or scratches on a record. There's nothing wrong with the spacecraft, says Mihalitziano. It's just a natural part of doing business.
Astronomers are always fighting this thing called signal to noise. You have so much light from the star and so much noise that's present in the data, but if we can further reduce the background noise, it makes very faint features much, much more believable.
That's exactly what the new SIPS program does. In the old IUE data, the noise appeared as an irregular pattern of hills and valleys in the spectrum. This made it hard to tell whether an observed feature was real or artificial. The new SIPS software identifies the unwanted background noise more clearly so that it can be subtracted out from the data.
Instead of having sort of an undulating appearance in the data, it now just appears flat like an ironing board. And features stand out much more strongly against that background than they would looking at a thing with rolling terrain.
With the noise gone, astronomers can now take a second look at old IUE data to see if they can make out more detail. To prove the point, scientists took a 1978 IUE observation of a distant quasar and ran it through the new SIPS program. Sure enough, they discovered new evidence of an extremely hot gas at the quasar's center, evidence that had been too faint to see in the original data. No one knows exactly how long the IUE spacecraft will last, but with the new SIPS software giving a second life to the more than 100,000 observations already on file, it will be many years before IUE stops being of value to astronomers. This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Thibault.